blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. The obsession, the chest of gold, in all this
of glory divine. Amen. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Amen. 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 Oh, yes, sir. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on our sight.
Amen.
This is not our place.
Amen.
We have a place to go.
Amen.
And that vision was burst in your sight.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, how many are happy to be here tonight?
Amen.
Tonight we have a battle.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We have a battle tonight.
Amen.
And already
Amen.
We know our master, the chief general, he is here already.
Amen.
Because his word gives us that assurance that he is here tonight to lead in the battle.
Amen.
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 And he loses no battle.
That's right.
Praise God.
Amen.
He loses no battle.
Amen.
Brethren, tonight we have some claims to make. and to restore anything that has been misplaced. I've not heard the latest about my young brother Denzel. Is he still at the hospital? Oh, praise the Lord!
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir, we have a battle tonight.
Amen.
We are the living church of God.
Amen.
And we cannot sit down for the devil to play around us.
Amen.
We have a claim to claim tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And replace whatever has gone. Place back, restore anything that has been misplaced. In the name of Jesus Christ. How many are ready?
Amen.
Let me read you a scripture first.
Amen.
So that if you are not part, we will just by courtesy, as you excuse us, and just wait outside. You know, the time when Gideon was going to fight, he announced, get seated first. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm on fire tonight.
Amen.
You know, when Gideon was going on a battle, and he called, how many people will go for the battle? We are going to fight the Midianites. How many people? 32,000 reported themselves. So God have gotten a big army. God said, look, the people that you have, they are too much. You just go and tell them, those who are afraid, they should go home.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Those who are afraid, they should go home. 32,000. When he announced that alone, how many went home? 22,000 went away. Oh, praise the Lord. 22,000 went home. It remained only 10,000. God said, even they are too much. Praise God. There are a lot of them who are fearful people. They cannot go to battle. They are just pretending. So take them to the riverside. And they just tell them that they should drink water from the river. And anyone that will put his head inside the water like this, drink it, just let him go home. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But the one who would do like this and be watching, oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is what? That's the military man.
Amen.
That's the man I want you to go for the fight. And when he went, how many he got? Only 300. 32,000, only 300 were ready. Battle ready, praise God.
Amen.
So tonight, if I ask the same thing, I'm not mistaken, praise the Lord.
Amen.
But before, let me just read this scripture here. Then I can ask that question. Let's turn to Matthew. That's not our scripture. That's why I say you just see them first. Let's turn to Matthew 18. Matthew 18, I'm reading 18, 19, and 20.
Amen.
Let's hear the word of God. Matthew 18. It said, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth, shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever ye shall loosen on earth shall be loosened in heaven.
Amen.
Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
If two shall agree.
Amen.
Oh, but how many are we tonight?
Amen.
We are more than two tonight.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So now that I'm going to ask the question, if you don't agree with us tonight, please just courtesy, just the door there, and wait outside for us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you agree?
Amen.
Oh, then as we bind anything here tonight, it will be bound in heaven. We losing anything tonight, it will be losing in heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. You all agree to it?
Amen.
Amen. Then the 20 said, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's here tonight.
Amen.
Shall we stand? Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we bless you tonight, to God, for yet another moment of grace you have accorded us, to God. Father, you have called us to battle tonight. And we have responded, Lord. And according to your word, tonight, as we read it, O God, upon the basis of your word tonight, you say, if two shall agree, and tonight we are more than two,
amen,
that anything we shall bind here will be bound in heaven. And anything that we lose in here will be losing in heaven. And Lord, we believe your word tonight. By faith we hold on to it, O God. And claim all that is not right, O God. Restoring everything that has been misplaced tonight, O God. Because it is your will. It is your will tonight for us to be here.
Amen.
To restore.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, just bless us, Lord, even as we turn to your word, O God. We pray that, Lord, you bless your word, sanctify it. Let it be life unto us. And let that inspire us and give us the strength, Lord, to pray.
Amen.
According to the spirit that, Lord, you allow us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated? Tonight, our Lord willing, our exhortation, I'm taking it from a revival that the prophet had in Branham's tabernacle.
Amen.
And that revival, he took 5 nights. And so, Lord willing, we shall follow that same revival as the prophet did in Branham's tabernacle, picking our subjects from every night the way how he went about it. But tonight is just an introduction, because today we have a battle. And Lord willing, when we meet another time, we will start with that revival. But the revival starts tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And many a time when we talk about revival, many churches have a different way of understanding revival. Revival is what? They see it as some big gathering. Praise the Lord. They see it as a big gathering with plenty of music. And then they are reviving. Oh, praise the Lord. And then others also will order all the church members to bring food. See? Everybody had to cook food and bring to the church. And they will be eating. See, reviving the body.
Amen.
Eating in the church. The place of worship. But let's listen to our prophet.
Amen.
What revival means.
Amen.
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 He said, a revival, to my opinion, doesn't consist of, well, bringing in new members. A revival doesn't consist of a bunch of conversions, although those things go along with a revival. But a revival is to revive what you have already got.
Amen.
Just to what? To get them revived.
Amen.
Amen. Just simple. A revival is what? The very thing you have heard before is being what? Brought to you again as a remembrance to gather you up. You see, that's what happened in the church of Ephesus. They weren't doing revival, I see, going back to the things that they have learned before. And so, God, to the angel of Ephesus, he said what? You have gone away, you have forgotten your what? Your first love. Praise God.
Amen.
You've forgotten your first love. No revival. So they've forgotten what was happening back there. But many times when you revive yourself, all some of the experiences that you have seen, gone through, some of the testimonies, oh, you revive them. And then you see that you are revived.
Amen.
Brings you back to what? That kind of joy again.
Amen.
That's what the proverb is saying. Amen.
Amen.
So tonight, you excuse me, you have to stand again as we read for the text for tonight.
Amen.
And we shall turn to three readings. Our first reading will be 1 Timothy 4, 14 and 15. And the second reading will be 2 Timothy 1, verse 2. Okay, let's read the first reading first. As 1 Timothy 4, 14 and 15. Let's hear the word of God. Neglect not the gift that is in thee,
amen,
which was given thee by prophecy,
amen,
with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them,
amen,
that thy profiting may appear to all. 2nd reading, 2nd Timothy 1. 2nd Timothy. I'll read verse 2 first. Now to put your name there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It is to you tonight.
Amen.
Put your name there.
Amen.
But we see here is Timothy. But put your name there. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Then go to verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance. God is putting you to remembrance tonight.
Amen.
That thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands.
Amen.
Verse 7. For God had not given us the spirit of fear,
amen,
but of power,
amen,
and of love,
yes,
and of sound mind.
Amen.
And our third reading is 1 Peter 1, amen, 12 and 13. 13 and, okay, let's read from 1 Peter. Oh. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I don't, let me see whether it is rather Second Peter. Let me see. Oh, yes. Second Peter. Second Peter is not First Peter. Second Peter 1, 12 and 13. Let's hear the word of God here also. Now Peter also saying, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of the things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance.
Amen.
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 As long as I am in this tabernacle,
amen,
I won't be negligent to put you always,
amen,
into remembrance.
Amen.
That you stir up what? The gift of God,
amen,
that is in you.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we've read your word. We pray that, Lord,
amen,
you lay your hands upon your word and make it alive unto us. You are the author. Lord, just take me aside and let the Holy Spirit, Lord, speak to all of us tonight.
Amen.
Even as, Lord, you have called us, we know there is a purpose for it, God.
Amen.
And we shall never live here without the purpose being not fulfilled, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 God richly bless you.
Amen.
So we have these three wonderful scriptures.
Amen.
All talking about the same subject. That we stir up the gift of God. So my topic tonight is stir up the gift of God.
Amen.
Stir up the gift of God.
Amen.
And what is that gift of God? It's the word of God that is in you.
Amen.
The other time we heard about authority, we've heard about authority. The authority that is in you.
Amen.
Stir it up.
Amen.
The prophet said, we have power already in here. God has already given us the power. But what remains is the faith to use that power.
Amen.
Faith to use that power.
Amen.
And tonight, he is putting us into remembrance that there is something in us.
Amen.
That we must tear them up. Praise God.
Amen.
We must tear those things up. That is what, that's why he called us tonight. Amen. Then the prophet said, the word is inspired. He said, no matter how little, just every little scripture has such an outstanding thing.
Amen.
And on that hangs the destination of souls.
Amen.
One little scripture hangs your destination.
Amen.
Can take you out.
Amen.
To the rapture.
Hallelujah.
Every single word.
Amen.
Has what? Has the power of God.
Amen.
Because it comes from what? It comes from the Almighty.
Amen.
God. He said, it is from the immortal and eternal God.
Amen.
He has spoken. And whatever he has spoken, it has to come to pass.
Amen.
That is the word of God.
Amen.
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 The revival that the prophets did in Branham Tabernacle, it was about, the topic was the church. But every night he had a different topic. One of the topics was Israel in Egypt for one night. And another night was Israel out at the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And then followed by Israel before the brazen serpent.
Mm-hmm.
And then Israel at Kadesh Barnea.
Mm-hmm.
And then Israel in the homeland.
Amen.
Amen. Five different nights. And that's what we are going to follow also.
Amen.
And so after the revival, know what revival is. The very thing that you have already been taught, we go through them again. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And after the revival, you yourself will know where you are. Whether you are still in Egypt, under bondage, under your taskmasters, still eating what? Fish from the dirty Red Sea. Because he started said, Israel in Egypt. And we are the spiritual Israel.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Spiritually, we are the spiritual Israel. So you go to find out whether you are still in Egypt. My brother, my sister, this is serious.
Amen.
That you are still in Egypt. Eating what? Fish from the dirty Red Nile. And cucumbers and melon and garlics. Or do you find yourself by the Red Sea? Praise God.
Amen.
Do you find yourself by the Red Sea? That a lot of things you have just before you, Red Sea is before you. You have not been able to cross even Red Sea. And when they were behind Red Sea, you know, the enemy were behind them also. So you are hemmed between two things. Is that your condition? You got to find out.
Amen.
Where you are standing. Either in Egypt or by the Red Sea. You've not crossed. Because there is nothing for you to what? To open the Red Sea, so you are still behind the Red Sea. Or, you have been able to cross the Red Sea, and you are before the brazen serpent. You have been so disobedient. So you have been bitten by what? This serpent, and you are dying. Is that your condition now? Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You got to find it out. Whether you have been bitten by the serpent and you are dying.
Amen.
After the revival, you have to find where you are standing.
Amen.
So that you know where you need to move to. Or you are at the Kadesh Barnea, the judgment seat. Going round and round and round. Every day you go round, you come back to your same spot. You are not moving forward. Going round, round, round. Busybody, going round. Come back to the same spot. Judgment seat. Kadesh Barnea. Or, you have crossed over.
Amen.
You are in the homeland. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In the homeland, what was happening? They were defeating enemies. Defeating enemies.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Because God has given them what? That authority.
Amen.
To what? To kill all their enemies.
Amen.
Oh, that's where we must be standing tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Homeland. Defeating our enemies.
Amen.
Giving authority. Joshua, the Holy Spirit, leading us.
Amen.
Fighting, doing the battle. Praise God.
Amen.
Got to find where you are standing. But I believe we are all in the homeland.
Amen.
That's why tonight, the battle, our leader, the Holy Ghost, Joshua, is what? Is here tonight.
Amen.
To lead us onto the battle. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
So now let's look at the scripture we read. The first, he said, 1 Timothy, he said, meditate upon these things. Meditate upon these things. And that takes us to our Holy Ghost, Joshua. Praise the Lord. So let us open to the book of Joshua. is leading us tonight in the battle. So let us turn to Joshua now. The Holy Spirit. Because God told Joshua something. He gave him a commission. He gave him a promise. And he gave him what? An authority.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
A commission, a promise, an authority. And that's what we are going to look into tonight. So Joshua, let's read something from there. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, see, Joshua was what? Moses' minister. You see, I like Joshua. When he was with Moses, he was watching everything.
Amen.
He was taking notice of everything. And we are going to see that it is the truth. Praise God. He was watching every situation closely. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Praise the Lord. He said what? Arise.
Amen.
And go over Jordan. So if you have not risen yet, tonight, just rise up. Jordan is hot, opened. Just cross over. Because we're going to what? We're going to break down the Jericho walls. Praise the Lord. He said, every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said to Moses. Everywhere the sole of your foot shall tread tonight. The Lord has given us all that authority tonight. We have dominion over that place tonight. Praise God. Verse 5. He said, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life.
Amen.
As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee.
Amen.
I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
Amen.
That's the promise.
Amen.
God gave to what?
Amen.
To Joshua.
Amen.
Said, no man can stand before you.
Amen.
Tonight, no devil can stand
Amen.
Before anyone here.
Amen.
Because we have our Joshua, the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
That is leading us tonight
Hallelujah.
To claim all that belongs to us
Amen.
And restore anything that has been misplaced.
Amen.
Bring our brother from that hospital bed.
Amen.
Never to go back.
Amen.
Is our responsibility. To prove that we are in the church of the living God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, be strong
Amen.
And of good courage. For unto these people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy father to give to them.
Amen.
Let's come to 7. That's the 7 I want. He said, only be thou strong and very courageous.
Amen.
Tonight, let us Amen. All be strong and courageous
Amen.
Tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What the Lord is expecting from us tonight is that we should be strong and courageous.
Amen.
That means we must build up our faith.
Amen.
Take away every doubt. That it can be, no, That's why I ask you, if you can't agree with us tonight, see the door over there.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So if you are seated, then you agree.
Amen.
That all doubts is out from this house.
Amen.
Faith. Praise God.
Amen.
Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law,
Amen,
which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Praise God.
Amen.
Observe everything.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Don't turn to the left or to the right. As we are going to pray, let your mind go straight to what we are praying over.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't turn it to the left, to the right. Well, the devil is standing there to distract your attention. See, that day when Jesus was walking on the sea, Peter said, "Oh Lord, can I come?" He said, "Come." Peter also stepped on the sea.
Amen.
Man also walking on the sea.
Amen.
He had walked like God.
Amen.
The devil was jealous.
Amen.
Amen.
The devil was jealous.
Amen.
So he started trying to distract Peter's attention.
Amen.
And Peter truly turned to look. When he turned to look, what happened? He started sinking.
Amen.
We want to walk like Jesus tonight. Look up to
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Don't look like light, my God.
Amen.
If not, you are going to sink.
Amen.
We don't want to sink.
Amen.
We want to walk like Jesus walked.
Amen.
Spoke like Jesus spoke.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Did all what he did, we want to do tonight.
Amen.
Because he said we would do it.
Amen.
And we believe it.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate thereon day and night,
Amen,
that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written there.
Yes,
for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good successes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Brethren, we are in the homeland, and our Holy Spirit is leading us for the battle tonight. Brethren, look at the promise. And look at what the commission God gave to Joshua. And now you know Joshua. The reason I say that I love Joshua, that means I love the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. He was watching Moses all the time. So when God gave him the commission that cross over onto the homeland, the Bible says Jordan has overflooded its bank. Very threatening. The devil has made the whole, the water to look very threatening. Oh, Joshua, the promise God gave to him.
Amen.
That as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you.
Amen.
You know, the people that were with Moses, only another man, another brother, I won't call man, another brother, Caleb, they saw Red Sea opened.
Amen.
All the rest didn't see it. Because God had killed all those people. It was the youth that were moving with what? Joshua and Caleb.
Amen.
They didn't see it. Praise God.
Amen.
But Joshua saw something.
Amen.
Which
yes.
Moses did.
Amen.
When they came to the Red Sea, instead of to move forward, the people were crying, "Oh, Moses, you brought us here to die. Are there no grace?" in Egypt. Then Moses just went and said, Lord, what should I do? Say, hey, why cryest unto me?
Amen.
Tell the people to move forward.
Amen.
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 See? Why do you come and cry to me again? I've given you the authority already.
Amen.
So Joshua said, I won't make that mistake.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
I will never make that mistake.
Amen.
And so when God said, cross over, he didn't go to ask God, how are we going to cross over? Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. He said, where are the Levites?
Amen.
First, he said, sanctify yourself.
Amen.
The first time, Joshua said, prepare your victuals. Said, prepare your victuals. That's your what? Your trumpets. 3 days' time, we are crossing the what? The Jordan. The way how he spoke.
Amen.
The Bible says God was so happy.
Amen.
Said, my,
Amen.
That is what I want.
Amen.
He said, prepare your victuals. 3 days' time, we are crossing the Jordan.
Amen.
Bible says God was so happy.
Amen.
He said, Joshua, for this alone,
Amen.
I will magnify you before your people.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
When you get time, read everything. He said, I will magnify you. And then on the second day, he said, sanctify yourself. Tomorrow, we are crossing.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Faith. Believing in God.
Amen.
That he, as long as he has spoken, it is yea and amen.
Amen.
And that he will not do the mistake going to ask God, how are we going to cross? And you know what he did. Where are the Levites?
Amen.
Oh, take the ark of God and put on our shoulder. And you step in the water first. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, go first.
Amen.
The ark of God represents what? The presence of God.
Amen.
So God, you go into the water first.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And if the water can wash God away, then I will stand back.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
God, go first. The Levites, as soon as their legs touch what? The Jordan River, Jordan has to give way.
Amen.
Tonight, whatever Jordan is before us,
Amen.
Whatever Jordan is before us, is going to give way.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's going to give way.
Amen.
We are not going to what? Spare the enemy. Tonight, we are not going to spare the enemy. Enough is enough.
Amen.
Praise God. Joshua had that faith. And when they had gone into the homeland and they were winning battles upon battles, one time he was what? He was fighting one of their most troublesome enemies, the Amorites. And it was getting late because the Amorites were coming after killing them. They were coming in their numbers, coming in their numbers, coming in their numbers. And the day was what? The sun was going down. He has not yet finished this work yet.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he said, oh God, he said, he was what? Meditating.
Amen.
He was stirring up the word of God in him.
Amen.
Always stirring up the word of God in him.
Amen.
God has promised him that as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you.
Amen.
He was stirring up that word. Stirring up that word in him. Meditating upon it every day. Praise the Lord. Day and night.
Amen.
That is what we need to do.
Amen.
Reviving
ourselves. Stirring up the what? The gift of God.
Amen.
Putting ourselves in remembrance.
Yes, sir.
He was stirring that up. He said, God. He said, God said, as he was with Moses, so shall he be with me. Okay. When we were in Egypt, I could see when Moses said, let there be frogs. They were frogs.
Amen.
Let there be this. And there was. Okay. Tonight, today, I'm also going to do the same. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And God has to respond.
Amen.
And he did something. I don't know, but God knew that he would ask for it. And so God prepared himself for it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Because he stopped the whole world.
Amen.
From what? Spinning on its axis. And then revolving around the sun. He stopped it.
Amen.
What did God say? God said something. See what I can get what God said. Because the Bible says something about what Joshua did. He said, and there was no day like that before.
Amen.
Or before it. Or after it. That the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man.
Amen.
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 Never had it happened that way.
Amen.
God's creation, the way how he has created the world to do, he stopped it.
Amen.
But God has already promised. And God also never fails in his promises.
Amen.
What he has said, he must what? He must
Amen.
Do it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
He didn't say, oh, Joshua asked for this one, you have asked too much. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. No, sir. He said, hey, son, stay over
Amen.
Gibeon.
Amen.
And you, moon, stay in the valleys of Ajalon
Amen.
Until I finish with my enemies.
Amen.
And the son has to stand still.
Amen.
God has to respond to it.
Amen.
Tonight, God has to respond to every word.
Amen.
Because it is his promise.
Amen.
And he will respond to it.
Amen.
Because he changeth not. Same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is God.
Amen.
He changes not.
Amen.
Malachi 3:6. I am the Lord.
Amen.
I changeth not.
Amen.
He's the same tonight. Whatever we will say, he will sanction it. Because we have agreed tonight.
Amen.
With the same heart.
Amen.
With the same spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So anything that we bind here, we bind in heaven.
Amen.
Anything we lose in here, we'll be losing in heaven.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's read our last scripture and then prepare ourselves for prayer.
Amen.
And we tend to, see, when you are going to the Lord, it needs, you see, we got to make sure that we have really, no, you don't go to God haphazardly. Amen.
Amen.
We have to go in the spirit.
Amen.
In with all cleanliness.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Let's turn to Genesis 35. Be seated by Jesus. Genesis 35, 1 to 5. Let's look at something there. Jacob. Going to Bethel, the presence of God. And what happened? And God said, are you there with me? Genesis 35, 1 to 5. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go to Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods
Amen.
That are among you.
Amen.
Be clean.
Amen.
Change your garments.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
My sisters,
Amen.
See? Sometimes people don't understand why you don't wear this tight. See? This tight side. Oh, my God.
Amen.
Now they've got all sizes. My Lord.
Amen.
It's terrible.
Amen.
Look, a time will come, my dear sisters, find sewing machines in your homes, eh? Because you won't get scared to buy anymore.
Amen.
It's true.
Amen.
So buy sewing machines in your homes. You buy your material, you just join it, leave it here, you put it on. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because now everywhere is tight.
Amen.
Everywhere is tight. Oh, my God. You see here, he said, change your garments.
Amen.
Go into the presence of God. You can't take that kind of thing to the presence of God.
Amen.
But today, churches, what do they see? I wish they could be listening. Allowing all those ties in the church. Look at it here. Change your garments. You cannot go to God's presence with anything that just you feel that it's a dress. Half naked.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When somebody asks you, said, I'm in the presence of God.
Amen.
Oh, she said, why all the time you wear all this? I am in the presence of God.
Amen.
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 If you want what you want, you say you're a Christian. You're a Christian wearing this. Go and look at Genesis 35. It will tell you that you need to change your garments.
Amen.
Going to Bethel.
Amen.
Presence of God.
Amen.
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 He said, and let us arise and go to Bethel. And I'll make thee an altar unto God, who answered me in the day of distress, and was with me all the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods which were in their hands, and all their earrings.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. See? It is not the message or we are the message of William Branham or trying to what? Put pressure on you sisters. It is what? The word of God.
Amen.
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 It is the word of God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
And they give all their what? Earrings. Somewhere like this. Huh? Very big, like plate. They gave all to Jacob.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Amen.
Someone will see their own. You can take it and put your dinner in it.
Amen.
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 They gave all to Jacob.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And Jacob hid them under the oak, which was in Shechem, and they journeyed. And now listen, because they have cleaned themselves,
Amen.
Because they have made themselves perfect, what happened? He said, and terror of God
Amen.
Was upon the cities
Amen.
That were around about them.
Amen.
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 If you clean yourself, sanctify yourself, as Joshua said, all the enemies around you, terror, the terror of God
Amen.
Will be upon them tonight.
Amen.
In the name of
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They have to take flight.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Terror of God will be upon our enemies tonight.
Amen.
Because we have sanctified ourselves.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
No earrings.
Amen.
And no tithes. Oh, the men are dressed well. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They have not opened their chest. They are all covered.
Amen.
It's not here to display your chest.
Amen.
And the chain on your necks. They gave all to Jacob.
Amen.
Let's give all that is in us tonight.
Yes,
if there is anything
that is in you tonight,
Amen.
That's going to be a hindrance.
Amen.
Just give it to Jacob tonight.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's give everything out and be sanctified tonight.
Amen.
How many are sanctified tonight?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we are going to pray. And today there are songs. Let me see. I wrote something down here. You are Alpha and Omega. Let's sing that song and then we'll get into prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, how many are ready?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Terror of God tonight is going to shake the foundation of Satan.
Amen.
We have already won the battle.
Amen.
Victory already is ours tonight.
Amen.
Our brother Denzel.
Amen.
It's
Hallelujah.
Finished.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My brother, go ahead.
Amen.
You are Alpha and Omega.
Give us, Lord, Savior. What a happiness, Lord, Savior, between us, Lord.
Teach me the ministers, Lord Savior. Teach me, Lord, the deacons, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Teach me, Lord, the musicians, Lord Savior. May you,
hallelujah,
Lord Savior, condescend, Lord Savior. May you come down, Lord Savior.
Hallelujah.
May Lord Savior, Lord, the that is met, Lord. Father, be to us, Lord Savior.
Hallelujah. Let's listen to one scripture. Let's listen to what Psalm 8 said. We have something to hear from the word. Psalm 8, verse 2. He said, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of our enemies. The thou mightest what? Steal the enemy and the avenger. The Lord is telling us tonight that he has ordained our mouths with strength and power because of our enemies, that we might steal them, we must stop them. Our enemy and an avenger. And when you look at Luke 21:15, he said, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. He's hallelujah.
Amen.
He's an answering God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's an answering God. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. He's an answering God.
Oh,
when I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, he has the care.
Is upon the heart of anyone. In the name of Jesus Christ, He's an answering God.
Amen.
He's an answering God.
Hallelujah.
He will not fail us.
Amen.
Because His promise says He will never fail.
Amen.
And He had never failed.
Amen.
That is His word.
Yes, sir.
We have a request also from our precious sister Jenna about her son, Julian. The sister's request is the greatest request any mother can ask of God.
Hallelujah.
She's asking for the salvation of her son, Julian. And we know in the prophet ministry, when it came that a woman, God told him that, look, this woman, ask her whatever she wants.
Amen.
It will be done according to what she asks. The woman said, I want the salvation of my two sons.
Amen.
He's that same God.
Amen.
And as we commit our precious brother, that young brother, the son of our sister Jenna, we lift him up before God. That our sister has asked of you, Lord. The best request
Hallelujah.
A mother can ask, Lord, you can never turn your head away.
Yes, Lord.
You can never turn your ears away. She's looking for salvation for her son. Lord, be merciful. Lord, touch that boy. Lord, change that boy. Take the stony heart, Lord, and replace it with the heart of flesh. Take that evil spirit and replace it with your own spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, tonight, all requests that have not come on the pulpit here, Lord, you know.
Hallelujah.
Just raise up your hands. And the Lord know the request that is behind that your hand that you've raised. In the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, what His word has assured us, that if two shall agree, tonight we are more than two, Lord. And we have agreed tonight. There has been that joy upon our hearts.
Hallelujah.
We have been raised up in faith. And so, Lord Jesus, you know the requests that are under these hands. Oh, Lord Jesus, blessed Lord, Master, tonight,
Hallelujah.
Lord, let each hand raised come back with a
testimony
to the glory of your name. Meet each and every one, Lord, tonight, oh God, and let it be final, as you said, it is finished. Let it be finished, oh God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Bye. because of the amazing grace, we could not be here tonight. We could find ourselves somewhere busy in the things of the world, but the amazing grace made us together the place that we are. And we know that by that amazing grace that we can obtain all the promise. There's no promise that can be given without Jesus Christ. And it God love to you and to me. That's why he sent his son. That he could die for you. And you and I could be the heir of all the promise. And let's sing that chorus, and then we'll all enter a time of prayer for the last time. To put ourselves before the Lord. Before we could depart, let's pray. Remember all the prayer requests, all unspoken one, and all spoken one. We put them for a few minutes in the presence of the Lord. Because while he's there, it's good to take advantage of his presence and make a request to know. Father, our heart is burning of joy because of thy presence among us, Father. You have come down in a mighty way, and you have spoken to inside of our heart, Father. Surely a revival was brought inside of our heart, Father. And to know that we are believing in the time of the restoration of everything, Father. And the claim, Father, we have the right to make them. Because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. We want to commit all the prayer requests to us again. The prayer was made for them, Father. But we ask you, because you says, pray without cease, Father. That's why we pray in this moment, Father, that all the prayer requests, especially our son, Denzel, we want to commit him once again at thy hand, Father. That this could be the last time he can go to the hospital, Father. That there shall be no more going back, Father, because you says that everything you shall ask in my name, it shall be given unto us, unto thee, Father. And you say also, Father, everything that you shall release here on earth, it shall be unreleased in heaven, Father. And we bound the sickness and we cast it to the dry place in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, all of us here been in this place, Father, we say that it was good to be in thy house, Father, and it was good to communion with thee, Father. We ask you that from the mouth that you have spoken, the virtue went out of his body, Father. We ask you that you shall restore virtue back to the body of our brother Maxwell, Father, and you shall minister to his need and to the need of his family, Father. That you shall take control of his life, Father, that the next time when he gonna stand here, Father, we shall receive something special from thee. Father, we commit all at thy hands. We want to depart from this place. We don't want to depart the same way we came, Father. We want to depart with this word written inside of our heart, Father. Then we go home, Father. We meditate upon them, Father, because we know that by meditating upon them day and night, there's a blessing that's going with it, Father. Father, we commit all. We remember our pastor. We commit him at thy hand, Father. His family, Father, and bless, Father, all the saints that gather like this way all around this world, Father, Africa, Europe, in America, Father, that you shall lead them all, Father. Father, be with us as we depart. We want to depart in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Amen. Let's sing the chorus that we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Let's agree together.